Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Another fine Saturday morning here on a holiday weekend. I'm sure people, boy, it's nice to enjoy a long weekend. I know for most people, I mean, there's still things that we at WIP do. Thursday, we had the turkey bowl and then had the rest of the day off. Yesterday, went down to the Eagles and then had the rest of the day off. And this morning, by the way, this morning we are for the holiday weekend, either the Friday or Saturday, or my show on Saturday. We're not at the Borgata. We're back here in Philadelphia just for this weekend. So for the people that may have been or may be at the Borgata or maybe going down, you can go to where we broadcast normally, but we'll be back there next week. But that doesn't mean there's not a lot of great things still going on at the Borgata. But again, as there always is on Saturday morning, we kind of touch on a lot of things. And of course, the Eagles play tomorrow, and they have, it's no secret, they have struggled the last two games. They've struggled actually the last three games, and they lost one of them, the one to Washington, which you're not going to go undefeated. And I think we've already been through that, but they're still 9-1. But I know there's people that have doubts crawling in because the offense, it's amazing. The offense is just not even close to as good. And Dallas Goedert it's amazing that they miss one player so much. He is such a comfort to the quarterback, Jalen Hurts, and he's such a safety blanket. He usually always finds a way to get open. And there's just nobody on other teams that can cover him. And they've got to find a way. And I know they're looking at it. I mean, that's what they do, the coaches. They're looking at final ways. You're never going to make up what he does for your team. It's not going to happen. But you're trying to find a way to make up for some of it with some of the other guys that are going to catch the football. But there's no tight end. You got to find somebody that doesn't allow the other team to double A.J. Brown. You got to find something. And I think the coaches have gone over that. They're trying to find ways. And I have confidence they'll. Again, you're dealing with players that aren't as good as Dallas Goedert, but I think they'll have some new ideas for the game tomorrow night against the Green Bay Packers. You know, I know the Packers are not that good this year, and the Eagles, I have confidence they'll win the game, but somehow I think this game's going to be tougher than it should be. It's tougher than it should be, not when you looked at the game at the beginning of the schedule, but when you look at the game now, you'd say, well, Green Bay's not that good. And they beat the Dallas Cowboys, who, by the way, I'm going to get to that. I think they are, boy, they were exposed against what is a better Giants team, but an average Giants team. But Green Bay came back to beat Dallas, which doesn't shock me because it's Dallas. And they lost to Tennessee. There's just something about Tennessee that I just don't like, and yet they still win. But that's next week, and that'll be a tough game because their defense is pretty good. So we can talk about your comfort level with the Eagles right now. And let's not lose sight of the fact they're 9-1. But until they get Dallas Goedert back, they can't make any mistakes. They just can't do that. All right, and I do want to touch on, everybody thought that the division, the NFC East is the best division in football. And I guess it may be, although maybe the AFC East with Buffalo, Miami's better. The Jets lost a brutal game last week, but they're better. The Patriots are a little above average team. And I don't want to hear Bill Belichick whining about it. A touchdown call that was reversed. They reversed it into the right call. But let me get back to the Cowboys and the Giants. Giants are better, but they're not good enough. I mean, these Giants fans, get over it. They're just not good enough. They are better, but they're not good enough. But they were not good enough. They're not good enough, and yet they caused the Cowboys problems. It's just Dak Prescott. How many times do I see him throw into coverage? You know, for all the people that think he's what a terrific quarterback. What he throws into coverage, there are ways defensively to confuse him. And the Cowboys might be, I don't think they're the most undisciplined team in football, but they're second in penalties in the NFL. I think they're second in penalties. They are just, they're a good team, but they're not a good enough team. They just find ways to screw themselves up. Dak Prescott, I still say, is overrated. The Cowboys and the Giants have more weaknesses, but the Cowboys have weaknesses. I don't want to hear all these Cowboys fans give me all this nonsense about how good the Cowboys are, and they got a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Everybody's got a chance to go to the Super Bowl until you're eliminated. The Cowboys are not a Super Bowl team, and they're not good enough. And it's too bad. It's really kind of sad because I think this would have been a year that the Eagles could have beaten the Cowboys twice in one season. But that game on Christmas Eve, and I know I'm way ahead of myself, is really tough because it's the third straight road game for the Eagles, which is unfair for any team to have three straight road games. And it's a third straight road game on a short week. Now, the short weeks don't bother players that much anymore, but it's the third straight road game on a short week. I mean, they're trying to help the Cowboys win the game. The way that they set up schedules, and the Eagles play the Giants twice in, I think, a 2 or 3 week period, that's not fair either, because the same team usually doesn't win both those games. But so, I just, for all your Cowboy and Giants fans, it's really, you're not going anywhere. All right, relax. You're not going anywhere. All right, the Sixers. And I know people, maybe more people agree with me now. The China Doll, and that's what Joel Embiid is. His new nickname is not the process. It's the Joel the China Doll Embiid. That's what, when Matt Cord, the PA announcer at the Sixers, announces Joel Embiid. Joel the China Doll Embiid. He's always going to be hurt. They're never going to win a championship. The Sixers will never, ever win a championship with Joel Embiid. Never. And now every time that I mention, they should trade him because they've got to move on. And you might have gotten something for him, but now teams see again that he always gets hurt. He's always got injuries. And what was up the other night when the Nets come in and he's not on the bench and the other injured players are on the bench? What, is he too good for them? He doesn't want to see Ben Simmons. He doesn't want TV to focus on him sitting there while Ben Simmons is playing. I don't care. You have to be out there. He's not a leader. He's not a winner. He's a really good player. Joel Embiid is a really good player. but he's not a winner. He's not a leader. You're not going to win a championship with him. And isn't it interesting? Now, I know that the Sixers beat a Nets team that really didn't come to play. I mean, Ben Simmons might have been the only guy that came to play for the obvious reason. But they didn't come to play. And then they lost because it was back-to-back, and you know they were full of themselves from beating the Nets. They lost the next night at Charlotte. And then they won last night at Orlando, another bad team. But the thing that I think is really noticeable, James Harden is not good for this basketball team. That's number one. There's so much better ball movement without James Harden on the floor. When he comes back, they're going to be screwed. They're going to be screwed when he comes back. And then Embiid creates the same issues. Isn't it interesting? They're actually a fun team to watch with the way these guys are playing. But they're not going to play when the other players come back. The only injured player that makes a difference when he comes back is Tyrese Maxey. Maxey's the only player that makes a difference. And the rest of the guy, you can keep Joel Embiid out. You can keep James Harden out. There's much better ball movement. Players just have much better energy. You're not going to win with Joel Embiid. It's just because he's so about himself. He really is about himself and not about the team. He's just all about himself. And he's not, he's just not a winner. He is not a winner. And he's always hurt. As good as he is, talent-wise, he's just not a winner. But they're not going to make that. They're not going to make that decision the way they should because Daryl Morey is a total fraud. He has put together, such a bad team. Has anybody checked? And I'm going to check his numbers right now. Has anybody checked what Halliburton has done in Indiana? And the Sixers could have gotten Halliburton with Buddy Hield. They wouldn't have had to trade Seth Curry, and they would not have had to trade both draft picks. They would have only had to trade one of the first round picks, and now they can't get rid of Tobias Harris because they need a first round pick to trade Tobias Harris, and they don't have any to trade until 2029. All right, Halliburton had 21 points and 15 assists yesterday. Can you believe that? He had 4 steals, 21 points, 15 assists, 6 rebounds. He doesn't turn the ball over that much either. He had no turnovers. Look at that. With 15 assists and no turnovers, and that fraud, that phony of a president general manager, Daryl Morey, didn't want Halliburton and Buddy Hield. That's great. You know, what a great job. What a great job by the general manager. What a great job. By the way, Buddy Hield last night for Indiana had 26 points. 5 for 8 from 3. It's just, what an idiot. Daryl Morey is a flat out idiot as a president and general manager. That is so weak. But never going to win with him as the president and general manager either. So, and the one of the other things, first of all, we got to touch on the Phillies today too. They're going to get multiple players, free agent players in the offseason. They will get new additions to the team. But you're going to add people to a team that's going to miss Bryce Harper until at least the All-Star break. They say he's going to be back after the All-Star break. So we'll see. And then he's not going to be able to play in the field until what the Phillies are saying, until September. Which means that you can't have Castellanos or Schwarber DH most of the time. So you still have to have those guys in the field. The Phillies can improve their infield defense with a free agent signing, but I don't know what else. I don't know what else they can do, especially without Harper. And so, And, you know, later when we come back, I'm going to address me getting ripped because I allowed Ben Simmons to talk to me and he wanted to take a selfie with me. What am I going to say? No. I'll get into it. I'm not going to get into it now. I'm going to get into it after the break. And it doesn't bother me because people always like to find ways to rip me and criticize me. But I don't see anybody else confronting a player or a coach after they've criticized them. I don't see that. I don't see that happening. Matter of fact, it rarely happens. So I'm going to talk about that. But today, our question today, to try to win the $100 gift certificate from DeBruno Brothers, check it all out at DeBruno.com, especially with the holidays coming up. You can get catering, the food. If you missed out on Thanksgiving, you did miss a lot. And the food is great. The catering is terrific. But anyway, here the question today is really simple. And you can base it on anything or anyone you want. The fact that Ben Simmons came to town and people booed him and ripped him and consider he's a jerk. Simple question. The biggest jerk in sports, whether it's a player, whether it's a coach, I think you're going to have a hard time finding a front office guy because you don't know him as well. Either a player or a coach. The biggest jerk in sports. Pretty simple for you, isn't it? Is that pretty simple? Well, we'll try to come up. And I think there's some that I can already identify. All right, let me give you the numbers, and I'll get right to the phones, and I'll deal with this Ben Simmons situation, which I think the fans, you know, they went too long with it. I'll get into all of it. 215-592-9494 are the numbers. There's some people have already chimed in. We'll get right to you. We'll get to the callers, and we'll get to the rest of this fine radio show. I'm Howard Eskin. It's WIP. It's Saturday morning, and the time now is 8:16. And if you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you know that a great point of sale system can truly make a difference in your success. Now, that's what's important. It's hard to find a company that offers everything you need and is willing to customize a game plan to fit your individual needs. Well, if you've been looking for the perfect POS partner, I mean, I've tried to tell you, and you should take this advice. You need to call, and they are my friends, at PDQ Signature System. I don't say they're friends if they weren't friends. They are my friends. PDQ has everything you need for success, including mobile POS, self-serve kiosks, enterprise reporting, contactless functionality, data and cybersecurity, and the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS is the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available. That's why PDQ POS has been the top-rated restaurant management system for over 30 years. Whether you have a single-location restaurant or thousands of locations, Joe Flynn, terrific guy, sharp, his team sharp, will create a custom game plan that will help your business succeed. You got to trust me on this. If you want a point of sale system that will truly make a difference, you need PDQ POS schedule. And you can schedule your free demo and business consultation.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too.
Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I wonder if State Farm's still running those commercials. The guy is such a loser, right? And I always considered him one of the best, and for one game, not this year. I always wanted Aaron Rodgers, but he is such a goofy, lunatic guy. As good as he was, he's just not that guy anymore. All right, let's go to the head to the phones. Let's go to Rich. Rich, you're on WIP.
Good, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, except for wasting 3 hours of my life last night watching that stupid Flyers game.
It's not stupid. They're just not a good team.
No, they're horrible. I have no idea how they got this bad this fast. They have no heart. I mean, I also watched a little bit of the St. Louis-Tampa Bay game. St. Louis ran into Tampa Bay goaltender. Every player on Tampa Bay dropped the gloves and chased the guy down into the corner. Sticker for the goaltender. Flyers don't do that.
If they lose today, sorry to interrupt you. If they lose today, that would be the 10th straight loss. Chuck Fletcher, this is amazing. Kyle Quinn told me this. If they lose today, it's a 10th straight loss under Chuck Fletcher. This will be the fifth time that they have lost 10 in a row. How does he keep his job? Now, it's hard to get rid of a guy in the middle of the season, but Danny Briere has learned. Danny Briere's working there. I'd have no problem with moving on. Chuck Fletcher's a good guy, but he's obviously terrible at what he does. And I'd have no problem moving Danny Briere right into that position.
It's just watching that team is so sad because there's absolutely no heart. No heart at all. And that's, I think, the one thing the Flyers are always known for was heart, and they don't have any at all. They don't have any heart at all. I've watched them all my life, and it's the one thing I can always depend on was them at least playing hard, and they are not anywhere doing that.
Is that an indictment on the coach?
I don't even know how you could blame it on Tortorella, because Tortorella is just this is not a team anybody could coach.
No, but if they don't have heart and they don't play hard, and he admitted last night that they didn't play hard after the game, if they don't have heart, then what's the coach doing? You just got to find, even if the players that you would replace other guys with aren't as good, You got to get guys to go in there. If that's the case, to play hard. I don't know, but it's too early. I mean, obviously Tortorella's going to be here, and he can look at his paycheck each week and say, hey, this is bad, but at least I'm getting $4 million a year. I don't know. You know what? Let's not spend a lot of time on the Flyers. They're just a terrible hockey
team. They are. And there's nothing you can do to rebuild them. The Phillies?
They can get the first pick. They can get the first pick, and that player is supposed to be a stud.
But they still got to win that lottery. And the way our luck goes, So, I don't know, Howard. Like I said, with them, I don't know.
All right, who's your biggest jerk in sports?
I am stuck between two.
Well, just give me one. Just give me one of them. Just give me one of them.
Jonathan Papelbon.
Papelbon's actually good. I didn't even think about him, but I had a big argument with him. But that's actually a good one. He is an all-time jerk. All right, Rich, thanks for the call. All right, let's move on, and let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on WIP.
Howard, just real quickly, that Flyer stat that you just brought up, fifth time they've lost 10 in a row under this GM, I can't comprehend that.
That's hard to imagine. And you know what's even harder to understand? Why he is still the general manager, if that's the case.
You talk about a franchise that has just become so irrelevant. It's sad, really sad. But I didn't.
They announced 19,000 at that game. It was in the evening last night. I didn't watch it. There couldn't have been 19,000 in that building. There could not
it's
have
sad.
Been 19,000 in that building.
Sad what happened at an organization. Very sad. But Joel Embiid. You know, I watched the Nets game. I watched last night's game. I missed the Hornets game. You are 100% correct. With Embiid and Harden in the game, there is no ball movement. The spacing is awful. Embiid sucks up space at the top of the key. You have to move him. You have to. You're right about the general manager. He's a knucklehead. You're not going to win.
He's a fraud. He's a con man because he conned the Sixers into a $12 million a year contract.
Oh, my goodness. It's amazing how these guys just are stealing money, stealing it. And here's the bottom line. You're not going to beat the Celtics this year. I don't care if you have Harden and Embiid. You're not going to beat them. Trade him now. Get what you can get for him. He's somewhat healthy, right? Why is he out right now?
Who are you talking about? Embiid? It's an ankle or I don't know. It's something with its foot or his ankle. What's the difference? He's a China doll. Joel the China doll Embiid.
He is so fragile. And the bottom line is, you know, I talked to people. We had 50-some points last a couple weeks ago. Talk to me in the spring. Talk to me in the playoffs when he shrinks. He shrinks in the moment he can't handle it. He's a turnover machine. He falls down all the time. He flops. Get rid of him now, please.
Yeah, they have to move on. They have to move on. But Daryl Morey, he knows he's got, what, 2 or 3 years left. He'll hang in there and... You know, and Josh Harris he's clueless when it comes to basketball. If I asked him the question, how far is the foul line from the basket, I don't know that he can give me the right answer. Really. I'm serious when I say that. I don't know that he can give me the right answer.
I believe it by the decisions he's made over the years. There's no question about it. But nothing against Joel as a person, but he's a nice player. He's a nice player. But you're 100% right. He's not going to win you anything substantial. Nothing.
Nothing. And Harden is not good for a team.
Yeah, if you know the game and you watch him in the moment, in the big games, it hits you right in the face.
Yep.
Absolutely. It's unbelievable.
Absolutely. All right, so who's your biggest jerk in sports?
Well, there's no question. It's all about him. LeFraud. I'm sorry. He's just.
Yeah, I don't know that he's a jerk because he can be likable. He can be, but
well,
he's a fraud. LaFraud is a fraud.
I don't like his pontificating about different issues, which I don't want to get into.
No, I don't like that either.
Yeah, he's not. He's a
he jumps
guy.
Into every issue. Yeah, he jumps into every issue.
Just
like he's
shut
the,
your mouth. Shut your mouth and play basketball. Thanks,
all
Howard.
Right. Hey, Mark, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Dan. Dan, who's in Mayfair. Beautiful
hey, good
downtown.
Morning, Howard. How you doing?
Downtown Mayfair. But unfortunately, Mayfair has had there's a shooting in every part of Philadelphia. And unfortunately, I think there was – wasn't there a shooting or a house invasion in Mayfair within the last week?
Probably several, yes.
Probably several. Yeah, there was a a parking authority person that was shot yesterday in Frankfurt. The city
of
Philadelphia.
Yeah. That was in Frankfurt, yeah.
The city of Philadelphia is such a disgrace. It's so sad that, you know, it's. I assume you're from Philadelphia. I was
Absolutely.
Born and raised in Philadelphia. It is such a terrible city right now. And the mayor, and it's awful to call Jim Kenney the mayor. It's the worst mayor. He is the worst mayor of my lifetime. He sits
there
reading
there.
A book to these kids at preschool like he did something with the soda tax. Where's all the other money gone? He hasn't spent the money he said he was going to need. He's just a bad guy who you got to take control some way. I know the district attorney is a bad guy too, but you got to the city can't be this bad. It can't be this bad. Business people in the city are outraged with what's going on.
I can understand it. Yeah. And
getting on a tangent because I know because I'm so disappointed in what's going on in the city of Philadelphia.
Yeah,
I
no,
can't
I,
wait
I
for
you,
the
Howard,
next
I
mayor.
You.
What's that? Yeah, I can't wait for the next mayor. But that's not what you wanted to talk about. What's up?
Oh yeah, listen. I heard your segment when you were on Wednesday with the camera, Richie, and he was ripping you. Is that kind of what you're referring to? I don't know if there was other people ripping you about.
Well, yeah, there was other people giving, you know, I'm a fraud.
Right.
I talked to Ben Simmons and, you know, and he took a selfie and he posted it. And I told him, I says, you made it worse for me than it was for you. But if here's what, you know, ripping me. First of all, Joe DeCamera has no room to say anything because if he rips somebody, he'll never confront him. And his excuse is, well, I don't want to have a relationship with the guy. It's not a relationship. Players or coaches. And I can go down a list of players because there are people that deserve to be criticized. And if I have done it wrongly, I will address it. One of the guys I always remember, it was the beginning of the season, Jason Wirth, I ripped in his first year here after my fight with Charlie Manuel. Charlie and I are now friends. I told Jason, and he said something to me at the end of the year when they won when they got into the playoffs and won the division, and I called him a marginal Major League Baseball player, and he was really angry the whole year.
Right.
So we sat down.
Yeah,
after
I remember that. Yeah.
We sat down after the play, and he came and he let me know in the locker room when they won. I says, we got to talk. So we talked for about 40, 45 minutes, and now we're friends. But they want an opportunity, players or coaches, all they want is an opportunity to explain themselves. Now, I'm not going to change what I said about Ben Simmons.
Of course.
What he did here in Philadelphia was wrong. I didn't like his game. He said, he came up when we started talking. He says, you know, I'm not a bleep hole, and that's not the way he said it. I said, I never said you were a bleep hole. But what I did say is I don't like your game, and I didn't like the things that you did. And, you know, and he kind of accepted that, didn't have much conversation on whether it was right or wrong, but he wants to get it. Players and coaches want to get it off their chest, and they deserve the right. If you're going to criticize him, they do. I don't care who it is, whether it's Ben Simmons, Jason Wirth, who's been a good guy to me ever since. I can go down the list. Mitch Williams wanted to punch me in the bleeping mouth, and he didn't use that word. It's just for something I said on the air. And now we're friends, too. They want an opportunity to talk to you. Tug McGraw was another one. He wanted, and may he rest in peace, Tug was a great guy. He always used to talk to Tim McGraw about me. But I can go down the list, but if they get a chance to talk to you, then they understand. And if I'm wrong, I will give them the opportunity to tell me why I'm wrong. And that's all they want. And for people to rip me because I talked to Ben Simmons, and then he wanted to take a selfie. Okay, and then he posted it. So then all hell broke loose. You know what? It doesn't mean I agree with what he did. It doesn't mean I think that he's a good player. He's playing better. He fits better with the Nets, but he's never going to be a star. He's never going to be a star. Well, last night, he scored 20-some points. I mean, I didn't miss a shot from the field. I don't think he missed a shot. But now, and from the foul line, I think he was 4 for 5. But whatever the case may be, he's never going to be a star. I didn't like what he did here, and I'm never going to change that. And we talked it out, and it wasn't a long conversation, but they deserve the opportunity if you criticize them. And I'll always be there to accept that one way or the other.
I hear you. Yeah, the camera stance just kind of rubbed me the wrong way on Wednesday, that's all. You know, I just wanted to let you know that, like, it just that bothered me a little bit. And I like the camera. I always listen to a show.
Well, that's fine. That's just, yeah, I mean, it's just I'm not saying to not listen to him. And he says, well, we had N'Kobe Demon here. Well, you didn't get him. The station, we have a relationship with the Eagles because we're partners with the Eagles. And they're really nice enough to have players come in. And then there's players that do segments each week. You know, but that's not because Joe DeCamera got them to come in. That's because somebody else. Has Joe DeCamera ever gotten his own guest? But again, if he's going to criticize me, for talking to a player, Joe, every once in a while, there's nothing wrong with getting to know a player a little bit. And you know what? They accepted. Bryce Harper said that to me when we first met and I introduced myself. And he told me, he's friends with Jason Wirth, and Jason had talked to him about me. He says, hey, listen, if you have to criticize me, that's your job. I says, I hope you say that. I hope you understand that. If that happens, he said, yeah. So, you know, it is what it is. We do our job. They do their job. And just try to do it that way. And some people, hey, listen, what guys do outside of their air shift, as long as they do well in their air shift, and everybody on WIP does that, as long as they do the right things and entertain people and inform people and do whatever they do on the air, and they don't want to do other things, that's their prerogative. But don't criticize me for doing that. That's all.
Well put. I couldn't agree more, Howard. I couldn't agree more. Real quick on the Eagles, if you don't mind, if you got time.
Sure.
If you could put on your offensive coordinator hat, what kind of tweaks to the game plan would you do enact in lieu of Dallas Goedert's absence?
You know what? They're going to try to. Obviously, they got to pass the ball to win the game. They really do. They have to pass to score. You can't just. I mean, the running game's great. But you're not going to win a lot of you're not going to win enough games.
You're not going to win the playoffs if you don't pass the ball.
You've got to be able to throw the football. And Jalen Hurts has done a good job of that this year.
Yes.
But they've got to get, I don't know who it is, A.J. Brown. Obviously,
you
want A.J. Brown, but the other teams know that you want A.J. Brown. So you get Devontae Smith. I think Quez Watkins has got to play a bigger role. You can see that it looks like they're doing more things with Quez Watkins. And I think there's you just got to involve him more. You got to get more people out there to be able to catch the football. So they just got to find other guys to get that yardage and to catch those passes. It's not going to be the same, but you've got to do a better job of distributing the ball around to some of the other people as well.
When do you think Goddard's going to be back? When are they supposed to get him back?
Well, he's out for at least 3 more games, counting this one. So,
okay.
All right. So who's your biggest jerk in sports?
Oh, okay. Well, the first caller took the words right out. I was going to say Papelbon, but in light of that, let me go with the guy that's coming in here on Sunday, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, he is a jerk. It's kind of torn because he's such a good quarterback. But, all right, you're in the mix.
He's still a jerk, though. He's still a jerk.
Yeah,
he's good.
He is a jerk. All right, Dan, I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin on a holiday Saturday. That what it is, a holiday Saturday. But it's all good. And because it's all good, we have a lot of football Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We always have football on Saturday, Sunday, and Thursday, but there's a lot of football games. I've actually, on my website, I've done actually great. 3-1 on Thursday, 4-0 yesterday with the college games. I just hope it continues today. But a lot of, and there's some good football games too. So, and the Eagles play tomorrow night. They cap off the weekend with the Sunday night game. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now here at WIP is 8:40. And here's what's happening at Borgata, because it is a sensational place. Anybody, when you first walk in, you notice the difference of Borgata and any other casino hotel that you may have been to on the East Coast, in Atlantic City, wherever. And you deserve a getaway. Experience award-winning restaurants. They have those at Borgata. Exciting bars with live music. Obviously have that. A-class entertainment. A spacious casino. And they're always refreshing and adding new machines and new things to the casino. Filled with your favorite games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. You can book your getaway. You can do it today. Borgata Comedy Club, the longest running comedy club in Atlantic City, and one of the best entertainment. It really is a great entertainment deal in town. Three new headline comedians each week, and they'll have you rolling. You're a winner this winter during Borgata's $1.2 million winning Wonderland. You can earn entries now through December 31st to be one of 1,200 lucky winners. Plus, two grand prize winners will win a 2023 Audi Q8 Prestige. Four winners will win a luxurious escape to Baja Mar. Drawings will be held every Saturday. For details, check it all out. The Borgata.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yep, it is 94 WIP on this holiday Saturday, Thanksgiving weekend, whatever it is. It is Eagles tomorrow night. Night game, oh, I just love, so much love those night games. I just hope the rain's out of Dodge before that game. I'll check the weather in a little while. Not that the weather people have much of a clue what's going on at least 50% of the time, but I'll check that. But for all of us, I hope it's a dry night with the Eagles are a 6.5-point favorite. We'll talk to Mark Lawrence about the way he looks at that game and the other games today and tomorrow in college and pro football. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Lamont. Lamont, you're on WIP.
Yeah, Howard. Thanks for taking my call. I am worried about the number one seed for the Eagles, Dallas and Minnesota catching them. Now, the Cowboys, the last two games, they got to go at Titans and at Commanders. And the Vikings schedule is not that easy either. Are you worried that the Eagles can't hang on to number one seed?
Well, you need to get Dallas Goedert back. But am I worried? No, I don't think Dallas is good enough. I mean, that Dallas doesn't concern me. I don't think the Giants are good enough. Minnesota, I don't think their defense is good enough.
Yeah, the defense is not
They good find enough. Ways. They have found ways. You got to give them some credit, though. They have found ways to win games. Bill Belichick worries about an overturned call. It was the right call. They changed it into the right call. But he still gave up too many points, or his team did. But the Eagles have the tiebreaker against the Vikings. The Vikings don't. They would concern me more than the Cowboys, but they don't worry me either. There's just not enough good teams. There are people that say, "Well, the 49ers." I just don't like Jimmy Garoppolo.
Me either.
I'm not a big 49ers fan. Now they're playing in a. I'd say they're playing in a weak division, but Seattle's better than I thought they were. But they're better than Seattle. So you don't want their record to be that good. The Eagles need to have the bye. And I think they can hang in there. I'm not going to say hang on, but hang in there through the Dallas Goedert injury. And they don't need any more injuries. And the two additions on the defensive line obviously really helped. So, yeah, I still think the Eagles are good enough to have the number one seed. But they can't play too many of these close games because they're not always going to be able to come back and win them.
Exactly, exactly. We got to just hope Dallas can get that fourth loss because I don't know where the tiebreaker would lie between the Eagles. I hope the Eagles don't have four losses.
If the Eagles have four losses, I would be shocked. And if they have four losses the rest of the year, then things are just not going well enough for them to get to the Super Bowl anyway.
Yeah, because I don't see three more losses on their schedule, to be honest with you. But I didn't see them losing to Washington either.
You always lose to a team you're not supposed to lose to. That's what's exactly. Really crazy.
Yeah. I got my jerk.
Yep.
Bill Belichick. I listen to WEEI. He comes on every morning, and he is so rude to the media in Boston. And I feel sorry for Greg Hill, a great guy. It's just not fair, man. It's just, I guess if you won a lot of Super Bowls, you can be a jerk and an idiot, and I guess you're allowed to be that way. But I just feel sorry for the Boston media. They got to put up with this guy.
I don't feel sorry. They deal with it, and they allow it. Bill Belichick, that's a good one. That is a good one of mine. All right, take care. Have a great weekend. Yeah, Belichick he really is an all-time jerk. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP.
Hey, how are you? I hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
It was good.
Yeah, good. At the end, I have the answer. I think the winning answer. But anyway, when you talked about like Harper will be out probably till September, there was an idea.
He'll be out until after the All-Star break. Offensively, he can come back and be a DH. But he won't be able to play right field until September, it looks like.
In that case, if he's out even until the All-Star break, what was it? Jody Mack bandied an idea that they could put Hoskins a designated hitter temporarily, bring in this Hosmer. Hosmer can't hit worth a lick, but he's a Gold Glove defensive first baseman for $2 million. Now, and also, who do you think the Phillies would get? Bogarts or Turner? But then
they have other DHs. But Harper's going to be the DH after the All-Star break. So then what are you going to do with Hoskins?
Well, Hosmer, you put his butt back on the bench since he can't hit, and then Hoskins.
But why are you going? He's not a free agent. I think you'd have to trade for him, right?
Well, I heard you could get him for $2 million. I don't know. I don't even know if he's worth getting.
I think he's still property of what was it, Sandy, the Padres.
Yeah.
I'm not going to create another DH. They have too many of them now.
Okay. All right. Well, who do you?
If you sign a shortstop or a middle infielder or whatever it is, you're going to improve your defense. I don't know if it's not going to make it the infield defense. It's going to make it better. It's not going to make it where it needs to be, but you're going to have to deal with it. That's the team you have.
Right. What do your sources tell you that you – okay, everybody knows they might go at their shortstop. Who do you think, with your expertise, that they'll get? Bogarts, Turner, and you said they could get more than one free agent. Where else do you think?
Well, they're going to get a pitcher and a starting pitcher. I think they're going to get a starting pitcher and a bullpen pitcher. But that's why I don't think you can go after Trey Turner. It's going to cost too much. I know John Middleton's got all the money that he could never spend. But you're not going to pay the tax. There's other owners there. You're not going to want to pay the tax. And if you put all your money in Trey Turner, and that's what you're going to probably have to do, and you can get another shortstop who's good, I would go after Bogarts, who would be less money. And it's going to take a while to sign these people because they all want big money, and they'll wait, just like free agents have done now for the past few years. They're going to wait. It's going to take a while.
What starting pitcher do you think is the most logical person they can get? I mean, they say Carlos Rodon would cost you a lot, but
you don't win just by signing all free agents. That's not the way it works. So you got to be prudent. They don't need a number one or a number two. They need a number three or four. So there'll be somebody out there, but probably not as big a name as you want. It's easy to throw around names, and that's what people do on social media. Right. But they'll do something. I don't know exactly what they'll do, but they'll do something. All right, who's your biggest jerk?
My biggest jerk, I would say, is Kyrie Irving, which, since he made those anti-Semitic comments, refused to apologize, and then he made a tempered response.
Right, yeah, he's a good one. All right, hey, I appreciate the call, John. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, you're on WIP. John, you're on WIP. I'm sorry.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Thanks for taking my call today.
No problem.
Hey, Howard, I just want to talk a little bit. Well, first of all, I want to start off by saying that over this past week, I am starting to change my opinion a little bit towards Ben Simmons because it seems like he really does have a heart, so...
He's matured. Now, does that change him as a player? He fits better with that team. He didn't fit with the Sixers, and he didn't do himself any favors by all the things he did, which were 100% wrong. And it was childish. It was wrong. It was just awful what he did here. But he's obviously accepted a lot of things, and he's learned to deal with it. A lot better, and he was more comfortable with the media. At least I noticed that, before the game after their shoot around on Tuesday morning.
No, and I agree with that. And I want to move on to my Eagles point. I think, I believe that this Sunday is not only a must win in my mind, it's got to be a statement game. I mean, and I think that, if they do come out and make a statement in this game, it'll kind of bring some of the confidence back, not only locally, but nationally too, or at least some of the concerns. But my big concern is, how are we going to continue running the offense efficiently without a competent tight end? And obviously we missed Dallas Goedert.
Well, they have a competent tight end, but they don't have a terrific tight end. I mean, Dallas Goedert is a good blocker. He's a great receiver. Yards after the catch, everything you want out of a tight end, he does. So they have competent people, but they don't have people that are even close to as talented as Dallas Goedert. But they've got to find other players to get the football to. You've got to pass the football. I mean, all these people that want to run. You're not going to score enough points in the NFL if you run the football. It just doesn't work that way. And games are going to be too close. So you've got to find a way to generate offense with the pass.
And where do you think that comes from, Howard? I mean, obviously,
I think they're going to involve, obviously you want A.J. Brown, but when they don't double him, you got to find him. Devontae Smith has got to become more of a factor, although he's done a nice job. And Quez Watkins, obviously, is a player, and even Zach Pascal. But Quez Watkins has got speed. Can be really good. If they're going to just start doubling some of the other people, Quez Watkins has got to get the football. It's not going to be the tight end. It's not the comfort level that you always had. But you've got to find a way to involve more of the receivers other than A.J. Brown.
Okay, I understand. And I do agree with you. I think Zach Pascal could be kind of a small X factor as far as
he'll catch a ball every once in a while, but he's not good. But Quez Watkins is really fast.
Nah, he's unbelievably fast. So yeah, I appreciate you taking my call, Howard. And my jerk is going to be Antonio Brown.
That's a good one too. Wow, this is going to be this is going to be a tough choice. Antonio Brown is a good one. All right. Hey, John, thanks for the call. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to your calls. A lot of people on the lines will get right to you when we come back. The Eagles tomorrow night. Sixers, as I've said, are better. It's amazing. They're certainly better without James Harden and without Joel Embiid. There's a lot of ball movement. There's a lot of good things happening. Now, they're not good enough. But they're not good enough with those two other guys. Maxey's the guy that you really need back. The other guy, it doesn't matter if you get Embiid or Harden back. But you got to get something for Embiid. There's going to be games you're going to need him. There's no question he's a really good player, but he just changes the way they play the game. And I don't think it's a good thing. We've talked about that and we'll talk about it more. I'm Howard Eskin. We are WIP. And we continue to be WIP, and the time now is 8:57, and everyone knows that DeBruno Brothers is the place for special holiday cheese and charcuterie, and they have the good stuff. DeBruno Brothers also caters, so if you've got, whether it's a personal family party, a business party for the holidays, they are really, really good at what they do. So if you're looking to save some time and have all the food taken care of for your holiday get-together, contact their amazing and terrific catering team. DeBruno is taking Christmas pre-orders through December 16th. Now remember, they get a lot of business here, and once you get to December 16th, you can't decide after that. Corporate holiday parties can be booked at Banca on 600 Spring Garden Street or Alimentari at Rittenhouse. If you mention this ad, you'll receive 10% off. Ready to start crossing gifts off your list? I'm sure people want to do that too. DeBruno Brothers ships nationwide.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.